Fans of reality TV may be familiar with ABC's Shark Tank.
First into the tank is a tech-savvy entrepreneur with a modern way to send a traditional postcard.
In the show, entrepreneurs pitch a business idea before a panel of venture capitalists who either fund or reject their pitch.
Worst presentation ever. I'm out.
Oh, that was mean.
Duck Tank is a bit less cutthroat.
Very nice job, guys. Thank you.
First and foremost, the idea is to educate and encourage innovation. U of O product design professor Jason Germany co-organized the competition.
I think for students, it has the opportunity to kind of empower them, to believe that they can develop their own ideas and potentially pursue them on their own, as opposed to always looking for an existing job opportunity or working to develop ideas for someone else.
This could be an invaluable skill for college graduates because youth unemployment in the U.S. remained above 16% in 2013. Duck Tank is not a class at the University of Oregon. Instead, the students volunteered to compete by creating a new user interface. That's the industry term for how people interact with technology. And it's exactly what product design senior Sarah Burns wants to do when she graduates.
All of us are interested in more of the tech side of product design, so interface design, digital graphic design, and user experience.
Her team, Iris, was one of four to make it through the elevator pitch round in December to compete in the finals just last week.
And today we want to present to you our three-part design product, which is an aid for international medical communication systems.
Hello, how have you been feeling?
Anion haseyo musun ilo oshut uyo.
저번보다는 기분이 훨씬 좋은 게 나아진 것 같아요.
I'm feeling much better.
Team Iris and three others presented their ideas to a panel of technology and innovation experts, including competition namesake Ed Culligan. The U of O grad went on to become a pioneer in mobile technology at Palm.
Who do you sell this to? Have you thought about the market and who you'd sell it to and how big that is?
Yeah, so we are kind of
a large focus of the design challenge was to create an interdisciplinary opportunity for students. The competition attracted participants from 16 different majors. Kimberly Andrews Espy is UO Vice President for Research and Innovation.
Many of the problems that we have left to solve require people from different backgrounds coming together to have different eyes on the problem, and that's what you saw here today.
In the end, the ambitious medical translation device of Team Iris placed second behind a restaurant rating app called Taste Buds. After their pitch, Andrew Landau of Team Taste Buds was feeling confident.
Once it started flowing, I felt like we really killed it on our presentation. I liked that the judges were asking us a lot because I could tell that they were interested, or it seemed like they were interested. So I really liked how they kind of hammered us and we got some good ideas.
They also got $8,000 to help launch their business. The Culligan Design Challenge will continue at least one more year at the University of Oregon with a new batch of innovative ducks diving headlong into the tank. For KLCC News, I'm Jess Burns at the University of Oregon.